Damien Delgado, Damian Delgado, Delgado. 11/8/23 to 21/71. This is a 52-year-old gentleman whom we saw on or about 11/6/23 because of onychomycosis of his toenail. He was given Lamisil. Dr. Halberdier did the blood work on him. The blood work showed a glucose of 86, kidney function to be within normal limits. Calcium was 10.5 abnormal. Liver function was stable, but his white count was 15,000 or 16,000. He has a left shift, increased monocytes and basophils that are increased, period. He's not here for a follow-up, period. He works in the pipeline industry. He has not had any fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, convulsion, but has had palpitations in the past and has a family history of colon cancer and stroke that has been addressed. COVID immunization, non-social. He does smoke. He doesn't drink. He has extensive history of drug use. He used to use methamphetamines and alcohol. He did not inject anything. He used to get HIV testing done on a yearly basis, but he says he's been clean for the past 10 years and refuses to have HIV test done today. Medication, Lamisil, which he has not started. Medical problems, none. Surgery, colonoscopy because of family history of colon and stomach cancer. Social, as above. Recently, he had a son that was involved in a chemical fire. Actually, as a matter of fact, today, he's concerned about him. He's single but has 9 children from different marriages. Family history, no diabetes, no high blood pressure, but extensive history of colon cancer and stomach cancer present. Furthermore, he reports no significant weight loss, no night sweats, no cough, no exposure to anyone with tuberculosis or any foreign travel, period. He has not had any fever or chills at home either, period. 190 pounds, 99%, 97.7, 1864, 122 over 67, heart positive, home positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixture JVD, skin shows, no natural mucosa with amazing logical non-focal. We looked at his neck because of lymphedema. To make sure he doesn't have copious lymphadenopathy, explaining the white count. He does not. His carotid stenosis. He does have mild carotid stenosis. We looked at his lower and upper extremity, looking for growing lymphadenopathy. None was found. He has mild PVD. His bladder is within normal limits. His abdomen shows a slight fatty liver. Echocardiogram shows a normal heart. His prostate is slightly enlarged. His urinalysis. Do you have his urine? Urinalysis. Hang on just a minute. His, his renal ultrasounds within normal limits, and soft tissue shows no evidence of copious lymphadenopathy, period. My plan today is to repeat his white count, number one, leukocytosis, number two, check him for mono because of increased monocytes, number three, check his liver function test again, TSH, and next number, check H. pylori, next number, check a PSA, next number is I did a urinalysis, no infection was noted, next number, do a hepatitis profile. Next number, he does not want to do a HIV at this time. Next number, he's going to, I gave him a prescription for Augmentin, but I told him to hold off till I get the blood work back. Next number, if this continues, he may need to see a hematologist. I talked to him about that today. Next number, he was given ample time to ask questions about his condition before leaving my clinic. I'm going to put you on hold till I get the urinalysis back. Hang on. Okay, so in Mr. Delgado, ma'am, do you have that UA before this clocks me out? Does it show anything? Does it show anything?
Yes, sir.
His urinalysis shows a small amount of blood, otherwise completely negative. He might benefit from antibiotics. This might be a prostatitis. That might be a cult. We'll discuss that with the patient as well. Thank you.